again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Martin Zender, disgorging more truth per minute than a bee spits honey. I have a letter here, an email that was sent to me by a man named Mike who was, get this, critical of my show. I welcome critique. I welcome compliments. Anything you want to say, you can write me and say it. I'm going to talk about this because I think this man's wrong. The only reason I'm bringing it up is that I think that through discussing this, I can edify you. I don't appreciate church pastors that are dogmatic in their presentations, writes Mike. You sound dogmatic, as though you have all the answers and only your theology is correct. That is a turnoff, as though you are on some kind of ego trip to try and confound the religious Christians. Well, Mike, to answer the dogmatic part, I like to call it conviction. I am convicted about certain truths, and I will not be wimpy about those truths because they are vital truths. The sovereignty of God is one of those truths. That is a foundation block of understanding what God is doing in this world. That it's God who is operating things according to His will. I'll defend that truth. I was almost going to say to the death. I got to think about this. I would defend that truth to the death. That's worth defending. I am convicted about that. When I hear people say that the human will can manipulate the divine will, I get what I like to call a righteous indignation because I'm defending the character of God. I'm not going to allow that. I'm a defender. My charge, the charge God gave me when I started this work, is 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, to herald the word opportunely and inopportunely, expose, rebuke, and entreat. And that's what I do. I'm convicted. It's not dogmatism, it's conviction. And I think the thing you need to worry about, Mike, is not whether somebody's convicted or not, it's what are they convicted about. I know that there are many pastors who are convicted that God is a fiery, wrathful God now, and He's going to wreak eternal vengeance on those who do not line up the way He wants them to. Well, that is totally wrong. It's unscriptural. God is not that way. Other people will be convicted that they have a free will, that their will can operate independently of God. That's what the word free means in the phrase free will. Free means independent of coercion, independent of influence. You're independent of God's influence? Congratulations, you're the first one that's ever managed it in the history of the universe. Free will is false. Some people are convicted about it. They're wrong. It's not the conviction that's the problem here, Mike. It's what are people convicted about. I'm convicted about the truth. And I don't see anything wrong with that. It's good as long as it is the truth. Now, when I touch on this topic, different people being convicted about different things, the question arises, how do we know who's right? Martin's convicted about God being in control. This person is convicted that the human will can outmaneuver God, or that God is going to condemn most of His creation to hell. Here's the simple way to discover what the truth is, folks. Which doctrine glorifies God the most? Which doctrine gives Him the most power? It's very simple. Put it to the acid test. I want you to put my words to the acid test against the words of your pastor or your teacher who are manipulating and twisting the Scriptures. Which doctrine glorifies God? Which doctrine gives God the most power? Which doctrine takes victory away from Satan? Which doctrine gives victory to good over evil? Which doctrine brings creation back to God? Which doctrine makes God the ultimate victor? That's simple. Ask yourself those questions, and the doctrine of Martin Zender will win. Not because it's the doctrine of Martin Zender, and I'm going to get to my little ego trip here in a second, but because it's scriptural truth. It's backed up in Scripture. That's what I'm convicted about. Paul was very convicted individual as well. He wasn't a wimp. In Galatians 3:1, he's dealing with people who were founded on grace by him, who were then being led back to the law by Jewish believers who thought that the law would help you gain God. Paul was very upset about this. He says, "Oh, foolish Galatians." This is a man under conviction. Galatians 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who bewitches you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was graphically crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you get the Spirit by works of law or by the hearing of faith? So foolish are you, undertaking this in spirit, are you now being completed in flesh? So much did you suffer faintedly? He's very upset. He's very convicted. I want to read you this from the Phillips translation, the New Testament in Modern English, it's called. Love this. Listen to the conviction of Paul. This man is not waffling at all here. Galatians 3:1. Oh, you dear idiots of Galatia, who saw Jesus Christ, the crucified, so plainly, who has been casting a spell over you? I will ask you one simple question. Did you receive the Spirit by trying to keep the law or by believing the message of the gospel? Surely you can't be so stupid as to think that you begin your spiritual life in the Spirit and then complete it by reverting to physical observances. Has your painful experience brought you nowhere? That is a quote from the New Testament in Modern English. Mike, it sounds like you're pushing some sort of moral relativism, that I'm not allowed to tell somebody that they're dead wrong about God. You are dead wrong about God. You're offended by that, and I don't see why. We need more of it today. We need strong teachers who are convicted, who know that they know that they know, and they can defend it in Scripture, and they can disprove the error. Paul warns us in Ephesians 4, verse 14, about being blown about by every wind of teaching. You know what stops the wind, Mike? A brick wall. Stops the wind. These winds of teaching that people say, well, we're not sure, we're just so confused. There's a massive confusion out there, and it takes a brick wall to stop it all. And I'm the brick wall. I say, whoa, stop, that's wrong. Here's why it's wrong. This is right, and by believing the right thing, your life's going to change. I'm on some kind of ego trip to try to confound the religious Christians. You know, I know that I can be bombastic, I can sound kind of Hollywood sometimes. There are people, you know, who act all humble on the outside. And you think that they're just the most unassuming people you'd ever want to meet. But inside, there's a pride that seethes, and you know that they're proud of their accomplishments for Christ. I'm the opposite. I may be kind of bombastic on the outside. I appear to be full of pride. What it is an enthusiasm for what I do. But underneath it all, Mike, I'm telling you, I know that it's all God and not me. I've been leveled so many times. I've been under this desk so many times. I've been so humiliated by God so many times that I know that it's Him and not me. And whenever people start to compliment me on my work or something I did or something I wrote, something I said, bless them, they always start off with, you know, I don't want you to get a big head. And I just laugh to myself. That is so ridiculous. There's nothing you're going to do to give me a big head, believe me. In fact, God keeps me so low most of the time that any time I feel that any hint of I've accomplished something, I hold on to that dearly. I feel good for as long as I can, because it's not long where God's going to slam me back to the ground. Don't want you to get a big head, Martin, but give me a break. That is such a joke. You're not going to give me a big head, because I have nothing that I have not received first from Christ. And the last point, I try to confound the religious Christians. I don't try to confound them. I do confound them, because I have the truth and they are the possessors of lies. And those lies are easily exposed for those with the patience and the willingness to listen. I'm Martin Zender. Have a good weekend.